with the show. This is it.
On with the show.
Let's get on with the clown show.
On with the show.
Let us get on with the show and enjoy our family-style adventure.
And the show will go on.
No one can stop us from enjoying this, so enjoy it.
Greatest show on earth.
It's about time.
On with the show. This is it.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson. Starts now.
We are here. It is Tuesday, March 12th. Good morning to you. Full show today. John, that's me. Jackson right there.
Hello.
Monroe.
What up?
We've been calling Monroe Big Hands Monroe for quite some time.
Yeah,
because of her
big old hands.
Yeah, because of her big hands. Because
you're darlings. I don't have big hands, by the way.
And it was adorable because yesterday the sales department tried to get in on it.
Yeah, they did.
But they couldn't remember what we called her.
Right.
They did like the parent thing.
Yeah.
Where they totally botch it.
Yeah, they were trying to be cool. Like, hey, we're one of you.
We're in on the joke, man.
And they're like, hey, man hands Monroe.
Which was rude.
Which is how dare you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where, how dare they come at you like that?
So offensive.
It's one
thing. So much worse.
One thing to be called big hands Monroe. A whole nother man hands. My
goodness.
Well,
because man hands are different. They're hairy.
Man right. hands
They're
are
clumsy.
Different.
Look at these.
Yeah,
these are man
these.
Hands.
These are monster hands.
Yeah.
Like the diesel grease under the fingernails.
Sure, from all that oil changing I do.
From all that car work that me and John did.
Such a man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wait. I'm sorry. I wasn't talking about the two of you.
Okay.
You said man.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
You
Hey, we do have Why Don't We tickets today at 8 o'clock, so for all those Why Don't We fans out there who message us constantly.
All the time.
All the time.
They love Why Don't We.
Yeah.
They sure do.
They really do. So if you know of anyone who's a big Why Don't We fan, make sure you let them know. 8 o'clock today, we'll be hooking you up with that. Also, we still have Pick Your Own Disney Downloads at 7:30 for Choose the News. Want to get you in on that food eating contest for the Ariana Grande flyaway to Chicago. That's at 9 o'clock. All the details on that, mix1051utah.com. Before we get to Monroe's Pocket Full of Sunshine, I don't know if you guys saw the story, but I've been a little obsessed. As you know, I'm not a fan of flying. I have
right.
a little bit of a phobia.
And that's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah.
Some might say debilitating, but whatever.
I'm on the same page with you.
I know. We bonded over the fact that we both hate to be up in the skies.
Right.
Yeah.
And as long as our families are in the airplane with us, going down with us,
I feel better.
Feel better.
I have more peace with that.
Yep.
I do. So there was that Ethiopian flight that crashed on Sunday. I've been pretty obsessed with it, reading as much as possible.
Shouldn't.
I know. I know. But I have been. It turns out this guy woke up late and he showed up 2 minutes after the board pulled away from the gate.
Oh, okay. After the plane.
And then the plane ended up crashing 6 minutes into takeoff.
Right.
This man was supposed to be on the flight.
2 minutes.
Ooh. 2 minutes saved his life.
Yeah. That's a final destination.
Right.
If I have ever heard it.
That is he's going to have a hard time for the rest of his life.
They're saying,
moment, isn't it?
Yeah, they're saying he's dealing with some survivor's guilt right now.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine.
You know, I just would be afraid now that death is following me and trying to make good on the claim that I was supposed to be on that plane.
A final destination.
Exactly.
Sure.
That would be my fear. Like in the shower, I would make sure that I'm always wearing shoes so I don't slip and fall and break my neck. If I wouldn't drive on freeways anymore. That's what you got to do.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You're spending all this time trying to cheat death.
Right.
The whole point of the Final Destination franchise is that you cannot cheat death.
That doesn't
it's
sound
always
right.
coming for you, dude.
I don't think so.
It'll find you.
I don't think that's what the point of the movie is at all.
That's 100% what it is.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
sorry.
Man, it went way over my head.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know who else missed a big flight? Seth MacFarlane. You know he was supposed to be on one of the September 11th planes?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
He ended up partying all night and was so hungover he missed his flight. And it was one of the planes that crashed.
Dude.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That would mess with me for a while.
It's eerie.
Yeah.
And he's still, funny. He still has
Oh, yeah. He just kind of takes it as it is what it is. You know, that's how he looks at the whole thing. All right, let's get to it. Monroe, why don't you start our Monday off right with a pocket full of sunshine, or Tuesday.
Yeah, after all that grim talk.
Yeah. Good morning.
Dying in airplanes.
Sorry.
61-year-old Chris Ferry from New Jersey woke up, got a text message the other day from someone wishing him a happy birthday. he didn't recognize the number. So he texted back, and they say they said they got his phone number off a billboard.
What?
It turns out that Chris's two sons secretly bought ad space on a billboard in Atlantic City. And they put a photo of him on it, along with his number and a message that said, "Wish my dad happy birthday. Love your sons."
That's hilarious.
Isn't that so cute? They didn't tell him about it, so he didn't find out until people started calling. Now he's dealing with hundreds of calls, texts, and voicemails a day. He says he's been averaging about one text a minute, one phone call every 2 to 3 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine?
I'd kill my kids. So, there's no way.
I have his number.
Yeah, no. It's right here. I've got the phone number.
Do you want to call
Should
him?
We call him before the showbiz beat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right? Wish him a happy birthday.
Do our part.
Dude.
Plus, it's like 8 o'clock on the East Coast. Yeah. It'll be fine.
Dude, look at Chris's picture.
Is it the billboard?
He definitely doesn't look like a guy that wants a lot of unsolicited
right.
calls.
He is being a very good sport about it, though.
He looks friendly enough, but he definitely doesn't seem happy to be here.
He would not want to hear from us.
No.
Is what I'm saying.
No.
But we're going to call him.
Oh, well, right. Yeah.
Okay, we'll
Can't
do that.
Miss out on this opportunity.
Also, Jackson, what do you have coming up in your showbiz beat?
Do we have a new Batman already? I'll tell you who is in talks next.
So we got the number, and we thought we'd call it right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't it like 3 a.m. there?
Do you not know how time works at all? It's the East Coast. They're 2 hours ahead.
8 a.m.?
It's 8 a.m.
I'm going to call Hawaii.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. Wish me a happy birthday. I really very much appreciate it. Hope you have a wonderful day. God bless you. Thank you again very, very much.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Mr. Ferry, or Chris.
We did not get your message.
What?
Either because you were not speaking or because of a bad connection.
Fine. Never mind. Just trying to spread some birthday love.
We tried 105 days of love?
Right.
What a sweetheart, though. Right? That voicemail. Thank you so much.
Yeah, he is really tired of getting phone calls.
You know, when you change your voicemail like that, you know you're over it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, thank you. I'm done now. Thanks.
Right. It was funny. Yeah.
That's enough.
We all had a good time.
We should keep calling until his voicemail gets like really mean. Like, stop calling me.
Can we talk about the fact that Monroe did not know
how time works?
How time works at all.
East, like, west, west to east, whatever.
Regardless, it was still 3.5 hours wrong.
Like, there was nothing even close to it. Just making up a random time out there. All right, Jackson, let's get to your showbiz beat.
Let's do it. So we know that Ben Affleck left. There has been some speculation that Armie Hammer is going to take over the role of DC's Batman.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there's another contender, and I don't know if you're going to like this, Monroe.
Oh, no.
Robert Pattinson.
No.
Edward Cullen himself.
Ew.
Robert Pattinson in talks to replace Ben Affleck as Batman.
No.
I'm trying to like it for a minute to kind of see the positive side of it.
I can see it, man.
No.
I never watched the Twilight movies, so I really don't know Robert Pattinson outside of his
Harry
interviews.
Potter.
But he...
Yeah, I mean, really.
Okay, so Twilight was a big part of pop culture.
Right.
Robert Pattinson hated being a big part of pop culture. Mm-hmm. He wanted to be like the artsy, serious actor. So now you want to put him as Batman, and he's going to hate it.
He's not going to take it seriously.
No, it's going to drive me crazy.
See, and I think Batman is too serious for him, because in real life, he's actually really witty and he's funny. And I think that he would be great as like a Spider-Man or like a Deadpool, that type of character. But I don't see him as Batman at all.
I hope this isn't true.
I really like the Armie Hammer one. Let's go back to that.
Yeah, I know, right?
Bring him back.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, Batman should be played by none other than James Marsden, but that's fine. You can believe what you want to believe.
He was already Cyclops. He can't be two superheroes.
Yes, he can.
No.
Everyone is two
oh
superheroes.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Everyone
Ryan Reynolds did it. Chris Evans did it.
No.
Et cetera. I can't. Those are the only two I can think.
Well, you did too.
I'm not doing too bad for someone who does not watch superheroes.
Yeah. Right.
So basically the only thing that's holding up negotiations, I guess, is that he is firm on getting a super high fee for playing Batman. A source told Naughty Gossip that it's because he doesn't want to join another franchise.
Uh-huh.
So if he is going to do it, the price has to be right. But they also said that he better be careful because there are plenty of other actors that would jump at the opportunity to play Batman for the right price.
It's the same thing with Daniel Craig not wanting to be James Bond. Then don't be James Bond.
Yeah.
It's too iconic of a role. Yeah. Just walk away. You don't appreciate it. You don't deserve it.
See, and it's funny that you say that because my next story was about Idris Elba. Idris Elba has been in talks to play James Bond for a little while.
He would be so good as
a
James Bond.
They'd be stupid not to.
He refuses.
What?
Oh, is he?
And here's what he had to say. Basically, what he said is that when you are James Bond, that takes over your life. That is your identity forever. You are James Bond. It's just an iconic character. But he goes, I don't want to be James Bond forever. He goes, I'm Idris Elba, and I create characters that can last and forever and live beside me instead of me joining this thing and losing my identity.
Now, I will say, when you sign on to do James Bond, you're not allowed to do any other type of action film or even wear a certain type of suit in your movies. Like, that's how serious it is. I don't feel like we still live in that world where the characters are as iconic. I think we allow things to change more often now.
Well, I think that we're all more celebrity obsessed than character obsessed anymore. You know, like, we go to see movies because specifically that person is in it, not necessarily because it looks like a great movie.
Right. Chris Hemsworth.
There you go.
As Thor.
Oh, exactly.
Not a great
movie. I'll
watch
anything with Chris Hemsworth in it.
Yeah, right?
You know what? He is in one of my favorite all-time horror movies, which is called Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, yes.
And he was in it long before he got famous. Yeah. And then he got famous, and they're like, all right, I guess we're releasing this movie now. And it was worth it. It was great. Several networks are interested in doing a talk show with Alicia Keys. Apparently, TV executives saw her on the Grammys. They were absolutely taken by her. And now she's getting offers pouring in from CBS, NBC, and a couple other networks.
I thought she was just okay.
Yeah.
At the Grammys. I thought she was fine, but
I think she's cute.
Yeah, I don't know if I need to see a talk show with her.
I wonder if it's like her positivity kind of thing. Maybe they want to do kind of more of a positive talk show.
They want to do another Ellen, basically.
I feel like they keep trying to do another one. Like, they tried with the Kelly Clarkson talk show. And then remember, they were trying for Goldie Hawn and Kate Hudson. They're looking for the next thing.
They want what they don't realize is that Ellen is the exception. She's not the rule.
Right, exactly.
Like, talk shows are overwhelmingly bad.
Ricky Lake failed the second time around.
Yeah. Yeah. There's just that style show doesn't really exist anymore outside of Ellen and Wendy, I guess.
Ryan and Kelly.
I think they're more of a morning show. They're not a daytime talk show. Okay. That's a different
style.
You
don't put them in the same category.
Nope.
Really?
Yeah, afternoon, daytime, no, it's different.
Yeah.
It's like Oprah. It's totally different.
I feel like you could put Ryan and Kelly at any time and it'd be the same show.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's a different style from a daytime talk show.
Huh. Right.
That's a morning show. That is the showbiz beat.
Agree to disagree.
Okay, fine.
Thanks, Jackson. You know you're rich and famous when you buy an exotic animal that makes no sense.
Sure.
For example, Jackson always talks about when he wins the lottery, bear sanctuary.
I'm opening my bear sanctuary, but that's not for no reason. It's because there are bears in captivity that need a nice home.
Right. But also because
I'm gonna pet their bellies.
And yeah, you want to pet their bellies.
Pet their bellies.
But in order to get to the bear sanctuary, you're gonna have to cross the alligator moat.
Yes.
To get to the
He's also raising gators.
Moat. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get it.
I don't understand what the problem is.
And it just came out that Quavo from Migos just bought a tiger.
Yeah, they always do.
Mm-hmm.
Been there. That's already been done.
So Migos. We're gonna play a game called Match the Celeb with the Exotic Pet.
Yeah.
Oh, this is fun.
All right, so we'll go back and forth.
Okay.
I'll name the celebrity. I'll give you three choices. All you have to do is tell me what exotic pet they purchased, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm excited.
All right, Monroe, you're first. Ice-T. Did Ice-T purchase baby sharks, mini kangaroos, or a baby elephant?
Sharks.
That is correct.
Ooh. Yeah, that sounds right.
Right. He doesn't have elephants. Ice-T doesn't have no elephants.
What a baby elephant, little Dumbo.
The problem with those, though, is they grow into adults.
Well, I'd get rid of it.
Uh-huh.
I just want it as a baby, and then I'd send it off to Jackson's bear sanctuary to live out its life. You can cage off an area for my elephant, right?
Sure.
See?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
It. Bring it over, elephants. Buddy.
You take the kangaroos?
Yeah. Love kangaroos.
They're mean.
They are mean. That's why I like them.
Okay.
Jackson.
Yes.
David Beckham.
Okay.
Did he purchase a buffalo, micro pigs, or a mini ape?
I would think that David Beckham went through like a slight cowboy phase where he started talking with a fake Southern American accent.
Be like, hey, y'all. Have you ever heard him talk?
That's how he is.
No.
So rude.
Oh, yeah. That was pitch perfect David Beckham.
No, it wasn't.
Hey, I'm David Beckham.
John has this thing where when he's intimidated or jealous of men.
He's a great-looking guy.
He makes fun of them. Yeah, he's one of those guys.
Back in the day, he was like, oh, Leonardo DiCaprio, he's ugly.
He's a great-looking guy. But he talks like this.
No, he doesn't. Anyway.
Hey,
anyway.
I'm Dobby.
I'm not having this conversation
with
Pinocchio.
You.
David Beckham went through a cowboy phase and bought himself a buffalo. Final answer.
No,
oh, what?
Micro pigs is the answer. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, back to you.
Everyone does that, though.
I bought a pig.
They're not real. Like... micro pigs aren't real, though.
Look at it over here.
Okay.
Ho-ho. Monroe. Kim Kardashian.
Oh, geez.
Did Kim buy a hornback owl, a baby ram, or a chimpanzee?
I will say a chimpanzee.
That is correct.
Basic. Yeah, basic.
Monroe doing well. All right. Back to you, Jackson.
Okay.
Melanie Griffith.
Okay.
Did she buy a pet lion, a giant Australian spider, or a lemur?
Ooh.
Oh,
I want a lemur.
I'm going to go with a lemur.
Ah.
Pet lion.
Have you ever watched a Zaboomafoo?
I loved Zaboomafoo.
I want a lemur, just like Zaboomafoo,
Zabu. A ringtail lemur.
What is that?
It was like a PBS show. It was on when I was a kid.
The Kratt Brothers.
I know that my kids watched.
It was their show before the Wild Kratts.
Oh, okay. Is that the same as like Muskrat House, or what was that one that they used to do?
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Muskrat House.
There was like a bunch of animals that lived underneath the ground, and they'd pop up, and it was like a reality show, but it was just all these.
Meerkat Manor. Muskrat House.
That's what it was called.
What are you talking about?
It was not called Muskrat House at all.
No.
No. Monroe, back to you.
Okay.
Mike Tyson. Did he purchase a mini rabbit, a 10-foot iguana, or tigers?
Mike Tyson had tigers before anyone else.
That is correct.
I also feel like he has all those other ones, too, though.
Probably.
He loves animals. He owns a lot of animals.
He owns a lot of animals.
Jackson.
Yeah.
Let's try to get 1 point for you, okay?
Okay.
Nicolas Cage.
Oh, no.
Does he own cobras, a hammerhead shark, or an octopus?
I think it's cobras.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah. Hey. I vaguely remember a story about Nick Cage owning cobras.
I got a bunch of cobras.
So you're Nick Cage?
Yeah, it's better than your Beckham.
How dare you?
Whatever. Me and my cobras.
I don't understand why you think David Beckham talks like this.
Well, I'm going to pull up audio next.
Please.
By the way, Monroe, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you. I will accept this trophy.
You are with the win. Just to prove that I'm right here. I want to see if you can even tell the difference, okay? So
I hate you already.
Okay. What, I haven't done
just
it.
Just going into this, just know how I feel about you.
This is David Beckham.
Because I felt that I needed a new challenge.
I think I need a new challenge.
13, 14 years. Then I moved to Madrid and played for Madrid.
And then I moved to Madrid. See, it's the same person.
He's not Dame Maggie Smith.
I'm telling you.
Okay, John?
I do the best David Beckham impression.
He's
in
also
the biz.
Not the Lucky Charms mascot. you're the worst person I know.
We'll let the people decide on that one.
You leave David Beckham alone.
I challenge you to do that to David Beckham's face. Okay.
Listen, again.
Did you know that you sound like this?
Greatly. He knows that.
No,
Google it.
To his face.
People have asked Victoria Beckham, Like, how do you, how can you stand his voice?
How can you enjoy some adult time?
And do you know, what she, you know what she
how
says?
How can you bear it? Your poor life.
Her response is, I just look at his body. That's her response.
Yeah. Oh, messed up, Posh Spice.
So she even trashes his voice.
It's true. With a body like that, you can sound however you want,
David. You can
David.
Talk like this.
But he doesn't is the thing. You he could,
you know what?
But
could.
He doesn't.
I don't have big hands either, so.
That's true.
A recent survey asked 2,000 parents for alternate words and phrases they use so they don't curse in front of their kids. Like, Monroe, do you come up with any other words, any other humdingers?
Mine, it just rhymes.
Can you do any on the radio?
Can I do a rhyming one on the?
I don't know what you're going to say.
Okay,
but if you feel, I feel like you've been in the biz.
Turn off her mic. Here. Actually, yeah, okay, can say it to us.
Hold on, I'm going to turn on the mic. I want you just to yell it real quick. 1, 2, 3, go. Yeah, you could say that. Okay. Right, Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're fine.
I always say, oh, bucket.
Oh, really?
Oh, bucket. Because one day I was driving in the car, and I said the real one, and Ella was like, what did you say? And I said, I said bucket.
Okay.
It's a bucket. Lots of people have buckets.
Absolutely. Yeah, they do. I guess the most popular one that parents use, and I've never heard this one before. What the frog?
Oh, I've heard that before.
Really?
Yeah, what I grew up frog? In Utah. Of course
I'll
heard
tell you,
that
I had never heard shut the front door until I moved here to Utah.
And then you heard it
and
every
I was
minute.
Like, what an amazing thing people say here. Like, I was fascinated with it.
I say that a lot.
Yeah.
I frick, I guess, is one that
I know
I use a lot.
That's not on here either, though. This list is like so random, but these are the most popular out of the 2,000 parents.
Okay, I need more. I need creative ideas.
Oh, I dropped one the other day without forgetting to filter. No, I actually dropped one.
Oh, a real word.
Oh.
Yeah,
a real bad
and
word.
I just looked at Liam, and he looked at me and laughed, and we just kept walking.
Yeah. It's a daily occurrence at this point. I was at, true story, Camilla can back me up. We were at dance, okay, and I was talking to her, and I was telling her an adult story, so I used an adult language, and this little ballerina comes up to me and was like, I heard you.
Oh.
I heard what you said.
Oh, burn.
And I was like, listen here, you little ballerina. You need to mind your own business.
Our buddy Jared just texted us saying, what about fetch?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Quit trying to make fetch happen.
Not on here. Sugar instead of the S word. Oh, sugar.
No, ew.
Right. No,
that's lame.
That's something Santa Claus would say.
Oh, muck.
Oh, muck. I like bucket better.
I like bucket a lot.
How about biscuit? Because that's like my go-to.
Son if of I'm a gonna, biscuit! If,
yeah, or it's Britney biscuit, etc.
I enjoy that one.
I had to say that because I was working at a customer service job, but then Britney came on, and I'm not going to not acknowledge it.
Well, have to.
I have to acknowledge it, so it's Britney biscuit.
Right.
That's like my jam-a-roo.
This text says, I always say holy cow.
So my daughter... as a kid, you know, they can't really say words sometimes.
Yeah.
She couldn't say holy cow. She said holy chow. So I say holy chow still.
I like that.
Holy cute. Chow.
Again, out of the 2,000 parents they asked for alternate words and phrases that they use instead of cursing, this was one of the most popular. Ooh, shiitake mushrooms.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not supposed to be said like that.
Shiitake mushrooms.
Yeah, he's got it.
I've never heard this before.
It's from Spy Kids.
Shiitake mushrooms.
So I'm guessing that my generation has finally grown up and had kids, and we all grew up on the Spy Kids franchise.
Is that what it's from?
And they used it in the Spy Kids franchise.
Got it. Okay. What about Mother Smucker? Like the jam? Do you like that one, don't you?
It's awfully close.
Right?
Is what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
This text says, I do say shiitake mushrooms. Cheeses.
Cheese and rice.
Cheese and rice is another one. I've heard that one, yeah. Shut the front door did make the list.
Yes.
Number 7.
Yes.
Fire truck.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Name... Can I tell you a dumb joke that I tell my kids all the time?
Sure, why not?
Tell me a word that starts with F and and ends in
Oh.
Fire truck.
Fire truck.
Obviously.
Of course. Bull spit.
No, I don't like that one.
That sounds like something my grandma used to say.
Oh,
like
bull spit.
Ah, what in tarnation bull spit?
It's like an old-timey.
Yeah.
She's whittling at the same time.
She was a little old-timey.
Right, yeah. And then oh, ship. Which, remember
too
like
close.
Kmart did the whole ship your pants.
That was the best ad campaign I have ever. To this day, it is the best ad campaign I've ever
seen.
So
funny. I got a few more, but let's take your text. Why don't you text us? What do you use instead of swearing? We want to hear from you right now.
What I'm surprised isn't on there is like the good old autocorrect words, like ducking.
Oh, no, it's not, though. Right below top 10, we're like fudge.
Yeah.
Was on there. For freak's sake.
For freak's sake.
Yeah. Let's see. Like this text says, we love The Good Place. So we like to say the words like fork or shirt.
Dude, or that's bench.
That's my favorite part of that show is watching Kirsten Bell trying to swear.
You're a sexy bench who don't need no man. Love her.
How about this text? We say, what in the Helen Keller?
I'm that's
stealing it.
Great.
Oh I'm stealing God. It.
That's good.
Start using that.
Oh,
I actually do say son of a monkey's uncle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Son of a monkey's uncle. That's that old school, though.
Yeah. That's probably why I say it.
Get something new.
I'm not going to update my...
He can't. Old man Watkins is incapable of it. Old man Watkins.
Oh, son of a monkey's uncle
son
over here.
Son of a monkey's uncle.
Let's see.
You know what I never understood is what? Oh, for Pete's sake.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Who's Pete?
Yeah. It's true.
Who is Pete?
Who is Pete?
How did that get started?
I don't know.
Our dog's name is Aspen, so we say, you're being a pain in my Aspen.
Mm-hmm. That's
I love that.
This text says, I just say the real word a lot. My kids are doomed.
Yes.
Yeah, I was telling these guys off there. I was like, my dad is a construction worker, and my mom managed truck stops my whole life.
Yeah.
Those two people never pretended not to swear in front of me.
Dude, I can one-up you.
Oh.
Okay, my dad was in the military, and my mom worked for the IRS. Like, the swear words that flew around my house.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just like, I don't know any of these.
When I was a kid, I always liked when parents said H-E double hockey sticks.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, oh, that's so clever.
That's not clever.
So clever.
You need
over
new
there.
Words. You need to look at this list and memorize.
So you're saying, I need new, what about this one? This text says, I have a friend that says banana sandwiches.
Oh, I like that. Oh, banana sandwiches.
I don't know.
Banana sandwich. That's too many words.
Right. How
it's
about
too many
syllables? Did I read Melissa's fudgy nuggets?
Ooh, I like that. Fudgy nuggets.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
I don't like fudgy nuggets. Fudgy nuggets are actually pretty good, though.
I say Mother Fuddrucker.
Wow.
You had a hard time saying that.
I said off air
so
that I have never sweat so much in my life doing radio as I have done doing this
how
silly
much is
topic.
How much is the FCC fine for swearing?
That's the thing. Yeah, too much. More
like
than I have.
120,000?
Right, exactly. I sometimes use the phrase mother, father instead of swearing.
Mother,
father. I love that one. Out of them all, I think what I'm going to take away, I need to update my vernacular just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I'm going to start saying, what in the Helen Keller?
You got to work on your delivery, though.
What in the Helen Keller?
Nope.
What in the Helen Keller?
Yeah, that was better. You're getting there.
Okay.
How would you say it?
How would I say it? I don't know. Give me a situation in which I would say it.
I spilt something on you.
Helen Keller, man. What? Nailed it.
I don't think
nailed it.
No, I don't.
What in the
what
Helen Keller?
In the Helen Keller.
Nope, I nailed it.
You made it your own.
I did.
That you did.
Thank you.
All right. Got a few text messages I wanted to share with you, like this one from Shelby saying, for 105 days of love yesterday, I'm a culinary student. I made a pie at school that I had to take home because they didn't have use for it. So I gave it to some people at Swig through the drive-thru.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's nice.
Isn't that cool?
Yes. Yeah. Can you imagine how excited they were? Like, dude, we got free pie.
Pie.
Yeah. May says, I had the coolest experience right now. I'm in Orem at Canyon Technology Park, and as I'm driving, I noticed a huge herd of deer just crossing the road one at a time. Mm. So I stop rather than have a deer smack into the side of my car.
Fair.
Then a car comes the opposite way, and a deer is just walking slowly, and I'm like, no. I flagged the car to stop, and we just watched 15 deer cross the street for 10 minutes. So a shout out to the blue PT Cruiser this morning. You're the real MVP.
Oh, you almost had me. You almost had me.
With the PT Cruiser, that's a great.
Yeah, that's a great story, except for the PT Cruiser. If you're listening to this show right now, from the inside of the PT Cruiser.
I reject what you're about to
say. Might I recommend you go down to Mark Miller Subaru and get yourself something new, because that car is an abomination.
How dare you?
It's the ugliest car that's ever existed.
Oh, the ones with the flames on the side?
Oh, yeah. That makes it cool.
Makes it faster. I'm going to warn you. I'm playing without sleep right now. Last night, Liam got up like at 10:30, walked in the room, and was like, "Dad," and I woke up. I'm like, "Yeah," and then it was just, bleh. Just got sick, like right then and there, just everywhere.
And why has it got to be Dad?
Right. So I did the natural thing. I woke up Jen. I went back to bed.
You are super handy.
So you know, we had to like clean everything up and make sure he was okay, and then we got him into our bed for the night, and then like you know, I put a towel on the pillow. And then I couldn't go back to sleep because I'm like, if he does it again.
Yeah, he's going to barf over you.
I'm going to get hit. I'm in the splash zone right now.
Yeah, you are.
And so like every time he
moves.
You're
front row at SeaWorld, dude.
Right, yeah, exactly. I'm at a Gallagher show. And so like every time he moved, I'd wake up and I was like, no, okay, we can go back to sleep. Like I go back to sleep for a second.
Do your kids cough before they throw up? I don't know why, but my kids cough. Like that's the cue.
Really?
So every time they cough, I'm like, oh, back up.
Oh, I wish. No, there's no tell. So I just, every time he moved, I was worried. And then I'm not great at that kind of stuff. Like usually it'll like then trigger me. So poor Jen, she's like waking up every time either Liam or I move because she thinks both of us are going to just like start. Like,
you're going to recreate that scene from what's that River Phoenix movie?
I don't
where he eats the pie in the pie eating contest.
Stand By Me.
Yeah,
Liam will go first, then I'll go, and then, then all of a sudden Ella walks in and she's doing it, and it's just a big old party.
Yeah. That's exciting.
It wasn't great. Yeah. All right. Why don't we get to A Pocket Full of Sunshine?
Are you watching The Voice this season?
Sure.
No,
he's not. That's code for no.
Yeah. You need to work on your lying face there. Anyways, last night there was a contestant named Denton Arnell. He did really well in his blind audition. It didn't go perfectly, but John Legend added him to his team. Listen, take a listen to this. You're a good girl, you know me. I know exactly who you could be.
Just hold on. Denton, welcome to Team Legend.
Is it okay if I can share this moment with my girlfriend? Can she come up?
Yeah, why not?
Being that you gave me a yes,
yeah,
I want to see if Tiffany can give me a yes.
Give me a yes.
What?
How cute is that?
Oh, it's adorable.
So he proposed. It was really cute, too, because they bumped heads as he was kneeling down. He was just nervous.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it was a really cute video.
Jackson, let's do the showbiz beat.
Let's do it. So we've talked about it a lot. The Leaving Neverland documentary has really started to crumble the Michael Jackson legacy.
Right.
His empire that he spent his whole life building due to sexual assault allegations. But there's one part of this huge empire that's actually doing really well. Michael Jackson impersonators.
Really? Why?
Yes. Stop.
So Jay Styles spoke with the Daily Mail. Jay Styles has been a Michael Jackson performer for 11 years. So been playing Michael for a really long time.
Really kind of towards the end of his life, though. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you think about it, Michael Jackson
died 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So, man.
He got in at the wrong time.
That's for sure. Right? Some could say that we did that with radio, but that's neither here nor there. Jay Styles had this to say: "It has meant I'm now busier than I have ever been. It's incredible. I'm rushed off my feet. I'm having to turn down a lot of work and give it to other impersonators because there's just not enough time in a week. I don't think the British public believe what's being said about Michael Jackson. My phone doesn't stop ringing. I'm doing parties, private performances, corporate gigs. It's every day."
So across the pond, there are bigger fans now of Michael Jackson than
so
ever.
Remember, like, Michael Jackson's This Is It started over in London, right?
Yeah, the O2 Arena.
He was still kind of shamed here before he died over all these allegations. We still kind of turned a cold shoulder to him. But
over there,
they didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. They really have been big fans of his for a really long time and have supported him.
They've leaned in. Mm.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking, though, this morning. You know, the Michael Jackson, although radio's pulling back, his streaming numbers have not been heard at all.
Oh, I heard that his streaming numbers were down, but his downloads, like people buying his music, has gone up.
Well, that's weird as well. That means people are even purchasing.
That's worse.
I know.
Yeah. That's worse.
I know. But that's what I heard. Okay. It's not the streaming numbers. The streaming numbers are actually down as well. It's the purchases.
So people are actually reaching out now and buying the music.
And if they're doing that, it's probably old people.
Get it, get it now while you still can.
Exactly, yeah. They're going to take it away. They're going to take back our Michael Jackson.
That's how they say it.
Matthew McConaughey has a new little venture going. It's something that is born of my nightmares, I'm pretty sure. How about Matthew McConaughey reading bedtime stories?
Well, hello there.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm Matthew McConaughey, and tonight I'll be reading a special sleep story called Wonder. Before we begin, as you settle in under the covers with your head easing into the pillow,
are we sure this
body
is a children's
sinking
book?
Into the mattress.
All right. It's a little seductive in my book.
If we're going to have celebrities read bedtime stories, I want Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Have you ever listened to the podcast LeVar Burton Reads?
No.
It's like reading Rainbow for adults.
Okay.
He just reads a short story.
Oh, really?
And that's every episode's a different short story, fictional work. Sometimes the stories are a little bit longer, so he splits them up into two pieces. It's great.
No, but Liam watches Reading Rainbow in class.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good for them. They still play it, and I'm like, oh, I remember that episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, LeVar Burton Reads, great podcast. Okay. Highly recommend it. So much better than Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. It's creepy. He sounds like a predator.
I know. If it's not for kids, I'm all for it.
With some of this right here.
Well, hello there.
Hi.
Hello to you.
I'm Matthew
McConaughey, and tonight I'll be reading a special sleep story called Wonder.
And tonight I'll be your molester.
Stop it.
It's the way, it's his cadence. No.
I wonder what you're wearing under that shirt, Matthew McConaughey.
It's just being cool.
No, he's not.
All right.
He's not productive. Cool. All right. I know we're not a country music station, but this, I think, is still going to be pretty exciting. CMT has ordered a Nashville version of Hollywood Squares called Nashville Squares.
I love
it.
I love this.
The game show will feature country music's biggest stars.
Who's the center square?
I don't know.
One question too many.
Dude.
They're in development.
Okay.
I miss that show, though.
Yeah.
You always had Joan Rivers.
They brought it back in Ellen
Betty
was the
White.
Center square.
Yeah.
Betty White was always on it, like the original one. Whoopi Goldberg was always a square.
If they were really smart, the center square would obviously go to Reba McEntire. Wasn't Reba on Hollywood Squares like all the time?
Probably. She was big when it was on.
Yeah, she was huge.
Yeah.
And I know her star is kind of faded, but I feel like that would be a perfect landing spot for her.
Everyone knows who she is.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she has wide appeal versus just country appeal.
Right.
Which is great because I know a lot of people like country music. It's not for me. It's not my jamaroo.
Uh-huh.
But I know a lot of people are really into it. But I'm really into Reba, regardless of how I feel about country music.
Blake Shelton. What network is it going to be on?
CMT. You can't afford Blake Shelton.
To be a center square?
No. He's making voice money
now. Are you kidding me?
He'd be really good on that show, though, wouldn't he?
And every time he tries to escape the voice, they just throw more money at him until he says yes.
They just back up another dump truck full of hundreds.
Yeah.
And they pour it in his front lawn.
They're like, can we dump these jewels and precious gemstones into your pool, sir?
Sure.
That is the showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate it. Asking you to choose the news this morning. All you have to do is pick the story you want, and you are in the drawing to pick your own Disney download. So you have Ralph Breaks the Internet or The Little Mermaid. Jackson, your story is...
Whoa, what is wrong with that cat?
Monroe.
A serial bank robber or a neuroscientist?
And I've got ladies, shave your face. Let's see.
Just be... You got to be careful, John.
Hi, Max. Who's this?
Hi, this is Brittany.
Hey, Brittany. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing excellent. Are you driving into work, school? What are you doing?
I just dropped my daughter off at daycare and heading into work.
All right. Very nice. Well, go ahead and choose the news.
I'm going to have to go with Jackson just because I literally laughed out loud when he told me his tagline for
the It's a messed up cat.
All right. We got your vote.
Thank you.
This text says, John, ale. Monroe, meh. Jackson, funny animal stories always win. So there you go.
Wow.
Curiosity for John's story. P.S. I want to win Little Mermaid for me and to force it on my 3-year-old and my 4-month-old.
Yes, that's your parental right.
That's what
right
we do.
There.
Yeah, as parents, we make them watch The Lion King, uh-huh. Little Mermaid, Aladdin.
It was Little Mermaid for me.
What, is that the one that you forced?
You're going to watch this and you're going to like it.
Yep.
And then you're going to watch it again.
We forced Mary Poppins. Until our kids finally were like, fine, we like it.
That's cruel and unusual.
It's so good. Are you kidding?
Mary Poppins?
You don't like Mary Poppins?
That good.
Really?
Better than Little Mermaid?
Decent. Ryan says, I'm going to hear all three on the podcast, so my vote's going to go for John. Jackson, you got me this morning. I have a cat. My cat is insane. When we get home from a trip, she'll be bouncing off the walls. I love listening to you guys. Well, let's just finish here. The winner today with 54% of the votes. Jackson!
Yeah! This story comes to us from Yorkshire, England. Yorkshire, England!
Oh, hello!
How would David Beckham say it?
Hello, welcome to Yorkshire, England. I'm David Beckham.
Okay, yep.
That's how he sounds.
That's apparently how he sounds, according to John. Neighbors heard some screaming and yelling and pounding, and they were like, what is going on?
Someone's getting murdered.
Yeah.
Right.
So they go around house to house, try to figure out where the sound is coming from. When they come across a homeowner, one of their neighbors, stuck in a cat door. Oh. Apparently the drunk woman had gotten home from the bars that night and had lost her keys. So she thought it would be a good idea to sneak in through the cat door.
Who has not had to try to sneak through the doggy door? From time to time.
The dog door, sure.
Right.
Dog door, especially like growing up, we always had big dogs.
Yep.
We always had big dog doors.
It's easy.
You reach in, you grab the handle.
Yes.
Blammo.
Exactly.
No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
This is a cat door.
Oh.
And it's not built for like tigers and other large cats.
Right.
It is straight up built for little tiny house cats. So the woman naturally got stuck. Her neighbors, upon finding her, we're like, oh, we'll get you help. And firefighters and police were dispatched quickly to free the woman.
Oh, jeez.
Now, I tell you this story so that I can tell you another story.
Okay.
This is a story that happened to my family growing up. I was at football practice. I played football, believe it or not.
Oh.
And my siblings were at the park. And they both decided to get into the baby swings on the playground.
You mean like the blue ones with like the legs that are cut out?
Yeah, the little leg holes.
Yeah.
And it's got like a ring around the center
right.
So that your baby doesn't fall off.
Right.
Well, my siblings were very round children.
Oh, no.
They were plump.
No.
And so when they got down into the baby seat, they both got stuck.
No.
And so,
both
my
of them
at the same time, my parents tried to get them out, they couldn't. So my mom called the fire department.
Naturally.
Because, of course. And the fire department gets my sister out. They just tip her over and kind of smack the bottom like a bottle of ketchup, and she came tumbling out. But my brother had to get cut out of the swing.
No.
It was, to this day, one of the funniest things I have ever seen in my entire life.
Oh my gosh.
And
Jackson
real.
Shows back up to football practice the next week. They're like, dude, was that your brother that was had to get cut out of the school?
I told everyone.
Of course.
Like, look at that dummy. You that think I'm embarrassed? That's super funny.
Dude, your poor brother?
He's fine.
That's awesome.
Are you sure?
He's fine, probably.
Have you hugged him today? You should call him.
I'll call him.
Monroe's story and my story up online, mix1051utah.com. We also tell them each and every day in our podcast. Today is Girl Scout Day, which I didn't realize.
Wait.
Yeah, so happy National Girl Scout Day.
Thank you.
I was trying to figure out, like, what do you think the average amount of boxes, like cookie boxes, a Girl Scout? I don't have the answer. I'm just asking.
Per Girl Scout?
Yeah.
How many they sell?
Yeah. Does it work that way, or is it by a troop only?
I don't know, dude.
I would say maybe like 50 boxes.
You think it's that high?
Oh, I thought it was higher than that.
Well, everybody gets what, like I bought 4 boxes this year.
Yeah, but you think each individual...
If we're talking about an average, I would say if you've got a girl in Girl Scouts, you know that the cookie season is coming. You're going to have to buy them. You shill them all to your neighbors and your friends.
Yeah.
And I'll bet you sell at least 100 boxes each.
Oh,
at least.
I was thinking like 11.
No.
Wait. So you're saying I $1'd it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
$1 pop.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
No.
Huh. Yeah.
If you were a Girl Scout, will you just text us real quick and tell us how many Girl Scout cookies you sold?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Like on average.
Yeah. And don't inflate it. We got to know.
Let's be honest. We want a good sample size here, too.
Exactly. The number is 844-649-1051. I got a quick, am I normal for the two of you?
No.
No. But,
go on.
Anyway.
If you don't mind me sharing.
Let us know the story.
Yes, please.
But and probably not.
Tell me. Sometimes we'll be like upstairs in our bedroom, and Jen will ask me to go downstairs to either grab something or do something, maybe turn off a light or some kind of chore, some kind of errand to run, right? So I'll go downstairs, and while I'm down there, I will get completely sidetracked doing something else.
Normal.
That kind of caught my opinion. And then I'll go back upstairs without having done the original task that I was given.
That is that screams dude.
Uh-huh.
Just you're dude. All over it. That's dude.
So your husband does that too?
All the time.
Oh, good. All right. I thought I was losing my mind.
He will go out he'll be like, babe, I'm going to go clean the garage. And then all of a sudden, he's sorting pictures and scrapbooking his high school experience. I'm like, what happened? The garage.
It's so dirty still.
He gets so sidetracked so easy.
Oh, thank goodness. I was really getting worried about my mental state. That I would go downstairs.
Not that it makes it okay.
Kind of, though.
No.
Little bits?
No, maybe? It's no excuse.
Really?
John Watkins, you can always do better.
Like, Jen will be like, hey, go downstairs, turn off all the lights. I'm like, yeah, of course. And I'll get down there. I'm like, I could use a water. And I'll go get a water. And then I'm like, well, maybe I'll have a snack while I'm down. And I'll come back up. I've got a water cup and a handful of chips. And she's like, I can still see the lights downstairs. And I'll be like, oh.
Dang it.
The lights. That's why I went down there in the first place.
It's because it's John's world.
Is that
we're
why?
All just living in it.
Jackson?
I agree with John. I'm on John's side here. And the sooner we have smart houses.
Thank you.
That allow me to turn off lights and everything.
Yes, right?
That are just and I get that they exist, but they don't exist for poor people yet.
Right, yeah,
so
exactly.
As soon as I have access to them, the better overall my life is going to be.
Okay.
Because, I'll go. I think there's something about a doorway that gives me instant amnesia. As soon as I pass through a doorway, I forget what I was doing on the other side.
Could not agree more.
I forget 100%.
The same way. Okay, good. I'm getting a bunch of Girl Scout texts. Do you guys want to hear some of these numbers?
Yes.
That people are, okay. When I sold, it was over 1,000 for the average. The girl I bought from this year sold over 1,100.
Whoa.
My friend's daughter sold 1,900 boxes. Natalie sent a screenshot saying, what great cookie booths my troop had. Between Saturday and Sunday, we sold 1,579 boxes of cookies.
Dang.
See, now that's what I'm saying, dude.
That's the troop. How do you break that up? Is it even?
Well, if you're just talking, there were 5 girls there, so they sold 100 boxes each?
200. No.
300.
5 girls?
300. Five girls sold 300.
Was it 1,500?
1,500. Oh, okay. At Smith's, a girl brought from sold 4,000 boxes over the weekend.
My goodness.
That's got to be not one person, though. A troop, right?
How many? Dude, I bet the girl that did the Jason Momoas.
Oh, yeah. Remember that?
I bet she sold so many.
Nikki says, when I was a Girl Scout, I would sell about 200 to 300 boxes. When my girls were Girl Scouts 2 years ago, they sold over 100. Those seem like more normal numbers to me.
See, I said 50 per Girl Scout, so I was way low.
My
daughter
sold,
killing it.
So like this one, my daughter sold about 60 boxes of Girl Scout cookies. Was Girl Scout back when we used to do front door to door. We sold about 80 boxes. People have a hard time saying no.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like those are all reasonable numbers, like the 80, the 100. Then all of a sudden you get the 1,700 one, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, I believe it, though.
Those are the champions. Those are the ones. Do you win something?
The feeling of self-fulfillment.
Oh, is that what it is?
Knowing that you're grooming yourself for a great career in sales
moving forward. No. Bragging rights.
Also bragging rights.
Do you get like a pink car?
No. That's Mary Kay. It's
really?
That's
I thought
thing.
That was the Girl Scout. Every time I saw a pink car, I'm like, wow, they sold a lot of Girl Scout cookies.
No, I'm so sorry. It was Mary Kay.
Oh my gosh. I've been so confused for a long time. Jackson is kind of debating on going to this event coming up. Jackson?
So I don't want to admit it, but 2019 marks my 10-year high school reunion.
Dude.
Been out of high school for 10 years now.
You know what's messed up?
What's messed up, dude?
2019? Marks my 20-year high school reunion.
Old lady.
Congratulations. Not at all.
No, you're not old.
All right, so this is a big year for you. 10-year.
Yeah. And everyone's like, particularly a couple of friends of mine that I see every day, they are pressuring me to go, but I'm thinking about not going just because, like, the people that I want to see and chat with and hang out, I already do that with.
Right.
And I already know what everyone else is up to because of social media. And if you're not on my social media, there's a reason.
Yeah, you really don't care.
If you're not on my Facebook, there's a reason you're not on my Facebook. And I don't want to go to a reunion and find out what you've been up to.
Right.
So I was really bitter in high school, too. Uh-huh. I was a big nerd. I sailed under the radar. Nobody knew me.
Okay.
Still, people, I run into them, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, you went to Jordan. And they're like, yeah, who are you? They don't.
Okay.
But I went to my 10-year high school reunion, and I actually had a lot of fun. And I didn't think that I was going to. I thought, oh, gosh.
What made it so fun is my question.
Was that all of that animosity that I had at high school and all of those bad, it was completely over. And those people that I thought I was going to be like, you know,
yeah.
It wasn't like that at all. They were totally different people. So it was just,
everyone grew up.
Yeah. It was just closure, I guess.
Are you planning on going to your 20th?
I don't know, man. Cause I don't want to admit that.
Yeah, but it's happening. I mean, so
I probably will. Yeah. My husband's 20th was last year, and it was a blast.
Was it?
It was super fun. So I'm hoping that mine's going to be that way.
So Jen and I, we went to high school together. We were high school sweethearts. So we went to our 10-year, and I found it to be kind of a waste of time in the sense of everyone was, you know, you still kind of were friends through college. So you weren't that far away from when you saw everyone last.
Right.
And yeah, we had social media, so you kind of knew. But I didn't feel like there was any kind of like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen you in so long moment that I guess I wanted if I'm going to a reunion.
Right.
Now, I will say, add another 10 years. So my 20th is coming up in 2 years. And I would really like to go to it because I've really lost touch with almost everyone from high school outside of my close group. And even on social media, like the way the algorithms work, I don't see them anymore.
Right.
So I'm kind of curious about a few people out there.
Let's take a look. What are the chances they're going to show up is the thing.
That was one of my problems with the 10 years. A lot of people didn't go.
Right.
And so Jen and I actually, we didn't know a lot of people. We knew more people afterwards. There was like a place down the street we went to and had a drink at. And most people went there instead of the actual reunion.
Yeah, we did that too.
Yeah.
They had Cafe Rio catered like to the school. And it was fun to walk around the school for a minute, but then it was like, hey! So we all left. So yeah, it was just, I mean, don't go with a huge expectations of like, it's going to be this amazing party, but you know.
See, and the other part of it too, is that my graduating class, I went to a charter school. My class was super small.
Right.
My graduating class was 36 people. I don't imagine all 36 are going to show up. So basically it's going to be 12 of us.
That is small.
With a plus one.
Yeah. See, I had like 1,000.
Hanging out in a gym lobby.
Yeah. We had 1,400 in our graduating class.
Yeah. I had 1,000 in mine.
Yeah. Yeah. See,
it's way different.
And that makes total sense though.
Yeah.
I could name everyone in my graduating class by first and last name.
Right.
And their most defining character.
Robin says, I say no to the 10-year reunion. You're probably still pretty close to the same people 10 years out. It hasn't been long enough for people who think that they're all that in a bag of chips to realize they're not. Just my opinion, and that's from Robin. There's truth in that.
Mm-hmm.
I have changed so much from my 10-year reunion to now that I assume other people have as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I changed a ton, though, from high school to my 10-year.
Did you really?
Yeah, you think, like, that's 18 to 28. I mean,
yeah,
you're pushing 30 at that point. full-on adulthood.
Carly says, Jackson, I agree with you. I went to a small school. I didn't go to my 10-year reunion because I have no desire to see people that I have no interest in chatting with. All the people worth wanting to catch up with, I already talked to them. Sarah says, I feel cheated. I've never been invited to my school reunion. It was 10 years ago in 2018. You missed the invite?
You got to stay part of that alumni association. Make sure they have your address. Make sure they have your phone number.
It's all on social media, isn't it? Yeah, like, that's how ours was.
It's all Facebook invites now.
Anthony says, I was the loner in high school, so meh.
See, and that's the other thing, too, is that, like, Monroe had that vindication moment where she got to, like, see her bullies and, like, let everything go.
Look at me now.
Look at me now. I'm cool.
I'm in
you
radio.
You guys, it turns out, are cool. Whatever.
Yeah.
But I was like, this is going to sound so rude, and you shouldn't say it about yourself.
Were you the belle of the ball? Let me say it.
I was the belle of the ball.
Okay.
I was a very popular kid in high school, and I don't feel like I have any of those.
Okay, so let me say this. You should go for everyone else. If you were the belle of the ball, because everybody is going to want
to
see Jackson. If you were that guy, everybody's going to want to see Jackson. And if you're not there, it's going to be lame.
So what I thought your argument was is like, I like you to just go and show them how your star has fallen.
No.
Go and show them what a wash up you are.
No, because that...
When Jackson, did you do it? Are you a big time star now? Are you on the silver screen?
No.
Oh, what do you do now?
Well, mostly I just get up and make jokes about male anatomy, and I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to do it. So, doing great, guys.
Cool.
Doing great.
Good for you. You really made it, man.
Killing it.
You did. As we get to Jackson, Showbiz Beat.
Let's do it. I know it's been a while since one Mr. Theodore Robert Bundy was executed.
Wait, you know his middle name?
Theodore Robert Bundy. Ted Bundy.
That's cute.
So Ted Bundy was executed in 89, but before that, his execution date, I don't know how much you know about the Ted Bundy story, but his execution date kept getting stayed by the governor, because right before he was set to be executed, he would tell everybody, I'll give you some more information.
Like where the bodies are?
Where the bodies are, how many women I killed, etc. And he told investigators where the body of one of his Utah victims could be found. And that's how he got his execution state again. So in 1989, he tells them, if you want to find Debbie Kent, you need to go over to, where was it? Fairview Canyon, which is down in central Utah. And investigators went down there. They found a patella, a knee bone. And they just assumed, and that was it. That's all they could find.
Okay.
Because by then, animals, etc. Uh-huh. They gave that patella to Debbie Kent's mom, and she keeps it in a box. And she's like, "These are the remains of my daughter. This is all we have left."
Wow.
It's really heartbreaking, really sad. Debbie was young. She was like 16, 17.
Oh my gosh.
When she got abducted. But here's the breaking news. They just did DNA testing. Well, they did it in 2015, but they just got the results back. And it proves that it is, in fact, Debbie Kent.
Oh, I was afraid you were going to say it wasn't.
Yeah.
I was going to be like, oh my gosh, that poor mom.
Some random hiker.
Yeah.
And now you just have a patella.
Exactly.
But no, it's Debbie Kent's. So the family gets to at least rest knowing that they have a piece of their daughter. No word yet. This broke last night on KSL, by the way. No word yet on whether or not they're going to do more searching. But by this point, I feel like there's going to be no remains.
Yeah.
This is in the 70s when she got abducted.
I'm not sure if there's a point at this point, right?
Well, I don't know, unless the family wants to. Yeah. Like, maybe they really need that closure.
I don't know. I would. Ugh. I feel like I would keep searching if it was my kid.
Yeah, just heartbreaking. All right, last night, The Bachelor finale. John, you watched The Bachelor this year. You got really into it.
Well, yeah, I watched a good amount of it on YouTube and for some other clips. I got really into it when Colton jumped the fence last week.
If
you missed it.
You were
I was really
distraught.
Into it. Well,
do you still have the sound
the
clip?
Fence.
Because John got mad at me for having not told the story.
You missed the biggest story in showbiz news last week when this happened.
Colton. He just jumped the fence.
So why did he jump the fence is my question.
Colton went and told Cassie that he loved her.
Even though he had already eliminated her?
No, she was still in it.
Oh, okay.
Even though, like, everyone had said she's not ready.
Got it.
He still went for it.
Okay.
And she was like, I love you, but no. And so he got up, and he just walks off set, which is his house, goes over to the fence, and just jumps the fence with, by the way, Bubba's in shape, the way he jumped this thing in one single bound, because I would have had like my legs kind of kicking for a second. You would have heard some squeals. And finally, I like, get over, and then they would just fall me on the other side, find me on the other side laying there.
Yeah.
They couldn't find him. And, like, the producers all walked out. The producers were on camera. That's when you know it's legit.
That's, yeah, when the producers, because then, like, they're scrambling and they're trying to figure out what to do next.
Right, yeah.
That's super hilarious.
One of the best parts of, like, reality TV I've ever seen.
And that explains why the finale, he picked neither one of the finalists.
Yes, because he picked Cassie originally, and she broke his heart.
She broke his poor widow heart.
So these other two ladies, he's like, nah.
Bye.
I'm good.
Thank you, next. Yeah.
I'm glad he did that, though, because had he picked another one, I would have been like, it's a lie. It's a scam. He's not in love with you. He's in love with Cassie.
It's all a lie.
The Chicago Sun-Times is reporting that R. Kelly's attorney, I think it's his current attorney, maybe his former attorney, Ed Jensen, had R. Kelly go under libido-killing injections in 2008. So,
is that like sterilization? Same idea?
I don't know. I don't know if it's sterilization or if it just kind of kills your sex drive.
Okay.
But the lawyer says he was guilty as bleep. I don't think he's done anything inappropriate for years. I'll tell you a secret. I had him go to a doctor and get these shots that killed his libido. That's why he didn't get arrested for anything else. I kept him out of trouble for 10 years. Wow. I was vetting his records. I listened to them, and I would make sure to see which ones made the judges mad, and I made sure that those were the ones that got handled. Basically just saying he is in trouble now because he fired me. So, former lawyer.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Doing one of those.
Isn't that crazy, though? Your lawyer is just like, go to the doctor, get these shots.
That's insane.
Also, I feel like if you get convicted of a sex crime, you should have to take these shots, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I didn't know they could do that.
Yeah, there's a whole argument about it, which not worth getting into right now.
Yeah. Well, it's not really what we do.
No.
So, all right, Jennifer Lopez. She got engaged to A-Rod, who Jose Canseco says cheated on her with Jose's ex-wife, Jessica. So we have a sports football love triangle with a diva here. So A-Rod, J-Lo are engaged. Mm-hmm. Jose Canseco says that A-Rod slept with his ex-wife, and he's trying to break up their marriage.
You have to understand that Jose Canseco has really just tarnished his reputation over the last 10 years. More than, I can't think of anyone but Pete Rose who has kind of ruined his reputation as much as Jose Canseco. So
he's a mess.
Why?
He hasn't been great.
Just running his mouth?
Running his mouth, yeah.
So do you think this is true or no?
I'm not buying it.
Well, Jennifer Lopez says that she's not buying it either.
Yeah.
And she's not going to let the infidelity rumors ruin her engagement.
Good.
Not to mention, when she marries A-Rod, they're going to have a combined net worth of $700 million. She's worth $400, he's worth $300. Million!
Empire.
Dollars. Her engagement ring is estimated by jewelers to be worth $1 million.
I wouldn't wear it. How could you wear $1 million on your finger?
I think it's huge.
Like, I wouldn't touch anything. Yeah. I would just walk around like, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
It's $1 million. Don't ruin it.
And real quick, I just wanted to give some props to Kim Kardashian. I don't feel like I do that enough. But she is taking her prison reform strategy actually really seriously. So she's going to pay 5 years worth of rent for a man who is just granted clemency after 20 years behind bars, but can't find a place to live.
Oh, cool.
So she's been up on Capitol Hill. She's been meeting with the president. She's been actually doing really great humanitarian work. And her next thing is that she's giving this guy an apartment for 5 years till he gets reestablished, gets on his feet because he was wrongfully convicted of a crime. And good for her, man.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
That's way cool.
That's awesome.
105 Days of Love.
There
Kim
it
Kardashian.
Is.
That is the showbiz beat.
Do you think we inspired her?
Yeah, no. Of course.
I don't think she knows who we are.
105 Days of Love right there. All right. There was a funny video that went viral where a bunch of guys argue about the correct way to rank the different chips in a Frito-Lay variety pack. So I'll let you listen to it. Everyone knows what the Frito-Lay variety pack is, right? You've got Cheetos, Fritos, Cool Ranch Doritos, nacho cheese Doritos, then you'd have Lay's barbecue, and then you have the original as well, like just a salt one. So here's the video.
You ready for this? Doritos, Cheetos, barbecue, Fritos, Lay's.
Y'all ain't hood enough. You gotta start. Y'all ain't hood. You start right here with Doritos.
Yes, okay.
Then you go to Cheeto. Any cheese product already in the hood starts it off, right? Okay, there. So I'd two cheeses. Then Fritos, out of respect to your grandmother.
Yes. Then Fritos third. You pick Fritos when barbecue and Cool Ranch are still available.
No. Exactly. These are super basic. Nobody likes Cool
People
Ranch
like
for real,
cool
yo.
Get me hitting Cletus in the face.
I couldn't agree more.
Dude, all right. It's so funny because it really is one of life's important questions. And you ask yourself at every American barbecue you've ever been to.
So even Captain America himself, Chris Evans, weighed in on it.
Yeah. So he says the correct answer is Cool Ranch,
okay.
Cheetos, nacho cheese, Fritos, barbecue Lay's, original Lay's.
No, he's wrong as
well. He's absolutely wrong.
Yeah.
It's all wrong. It's Cool Ranch.
You're putting Cool Ranch at number one?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's a number two chip if I've ever heard of.
Okay, let me continue on then. You have Cool Ranch.
Okay, it's Cool Ranch, then barbecue, then nacho cheese. Cheetos, Fritos, original.
What you just did was an insult to everyone with taste buds the world.
What's your number one? What do you go for?
Doritos nacho cheese is the greatest chip known to man. Yeah. That goes in at number one
That's as Boom. Basic as original Lay's.
It's okay to be basic. It's delicious. You know why it's basic? Because it's good.
John.
That's why.
Lays in bed every night and just sings a little lullaby to himself. It's okay to be basic.
Doesn't mean it's
bad. There's nothing wrong with me.
All right. What's your number two?
Lay's original.
What are you, my grandpa?
That's really Lay's original.
Lay's original.
It's salty. It's a little greasy. It's fantastic, is what it is.
You don't even have onion dip when you have the variety pack.
And then the other ones you could just crumple up and throw away because Cheetos are terrible. Fritos, Cool Ranch Doritos are the when it gets on your hands. Blah, and barbecue.
Dude, that's when they taste the best.
Break
when you get the dust left over on your fingers and you get to lick it off. Ugh. Awesome.
All right, Jackson.
Money.
Let's hear you. What do you got?
I don't even know what to say after what John just said.
Mine was more close than Monroe's, though, right?
No.
Original?
Mine starts with Cheetos.
No.
Love a Cheeto. Mm-hmm. Big, big fan of a Cheeto. Cool Ranch Doritos, number two.
Yeah.
Cool Ranch, far superior to...
You're telling me you would choose Cool Ranch over Doritos nacho cheese?
Any day.
Any day of the
any
week.
Any time.
You both are
any
insane
place.
If you're going to sit here with that face and tell me that.
In a box with a fox, in the rain on a train, or whatever else. And then we're going to go south of the border, nacho cheese.
Okay.
Olé.
All right.
Or whatever.
There you are.
We got Fritos. Fritos are great in like a chili.
Oh,
they're not great by themselves.
Fritos are a
waste. You put the chili inside the Frito bag. It's so good.
No, you don't get that choice. You have to eat them plain.
Plain?
Plain Fritos.
If you're plain Fritos.
You would eat plain. It's just corn chips.
I love, there's a honey barbecue Fritos that's like, it's a twist. And I know that that's not what's in the variety pack, but it's still really good. And so they can't do any wrong because
like
that
Fritos.
One chip's great.
Where's your respect for the barbecue?
It's second to last.
Yeah.
Because I don't really like barbecue chips.
That's a fair place for it to be.
But it's better than nothing, which is basically what a Lay's
A
Lay's original is. It's salty. It's delicious. It's crunchy.
No. It's like...
No.
This text says, I actually agree with John for once. Thank you.
Ew.
Thank you.
Okay. Ew, so no. Sometimes you get the variety pack with the sour cream and onion Lay's in it.
Oh, blech.
What?
No.
Blech. What?
No.
Jackson.
I'll take them over original, but I'm not a huge fan.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
The
best ones.
Carly ranked them. Do you want to hear her ranking?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Carly says Cool Ranch goes first.
Oh, yeah.
Followed by nacho cheese.
Okay.
Okay.
Then original.
Ew.
So you know what?
Wow.
Out of her top three, I'm kind of with her with two of them.
Okay. It's always original that's left in the box.
She then goes barbecue. Then Cheetos, and finally Fritos. Fritos supposed to be in the final. Can we all?
No, it's not.
Can we all agree that Fritos is the last of the last?
No.
That's what's left in the box.
No, it's the original. No, what's left in the box is the Lay's. It's always the original Lay's.
Not at my house, because I eat them first.
In the box.
I'd rather eat sand than eat an original Lay's. I'd rather, if someone was like, you can either have these original Lay's, you can have a handful of sand,
right,
or you can die. Uh-huh. Those are your three options. I would consider death for a little while before I ate the sand. That's how bad Lay's originals are. They suck. They're a bad chip. And I'd rather eat fingernails.
It has gotten heated in the studio.
You used swear words off the air,
well,
John.
You know what? I've never had you guys been so wrong in your life as you are about the ranking of these Lay's potato chips. And I love you both. I think you're both swell.
You feel like a big man, John? Do you feel like a big, strong man having used that language against us?
You guys were just ridiculous with your answers. Yeah, exactly. Ashley says Doritos Nacho Cheese is number one, followed by barbecue.
Mm-hmm. No.
Then, yeah, I would never put barbecue in the top three. Then Cheetos.
All right, yeah.
Then Doritos Ranch. Then Fritos, followed by Lay's in the final. And again, if you ever put Fritos in anything but last place, your list is wrong.
Lay's originals are exclusively to give crunch to a sandwich.
Exactly.
That's all they're used for. You can't eat them by themselves because you'll die.
That's a medical professional's opinion.
No,
you're not a medical professional.
Prove it.
Great point. Yeah. You're right.
You don't know that I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, maybe you are this whole
time.
Maybe
I'm a doctor.
Man, what are you doing here?
I don't know.
Yeah. Go back to your practice. No. Hey, speaking of Jackson, you went out to the burbs. You moved away about, what was it? 3 months ago?
Yeah, man. I live in the burbs now. I moved on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I now live in Bountiful, which is a big change because for a really long time I was living here in Salt Lake and I loved it. But burb life is weird, man.
So what's so weird about it? Because I've been in the burbs. Monroe's been in the burbs for a while.
Yeah, I like my sandy hood.
Yeah.
I guess it's different down here in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
Davis County is a whole nother animal.
Okay.
It on its surface looks nice and clean and pristine, but underneath there's a seedy underbelly because as I went for my walk yesterday, I realized that one of my neighbors has an outdoor sofa and this will not stand my neighborhood.
That's fantastic.
No.
Yeah. Do they have it on the lawn or on the porch?
It's we don't really have porches in Bountiful.
Okay.
So they have it kind of sitting on it's in their backyard, which,
okay,
to be fair, I shouldn't be peeking, but I'm a peeker.
Chain link fence or actual fence?
Chain link fence.
Oh, well, yeah, then peeking. That's your eye.
I can see that, right?
You can see it.
But two legs are sitting on their back, kind of their back patio.
Uh-huh.
And then two legs are sitting on the grass. So they don't even have it fully on the patio.
Right.
Which means that it's exposed to all sorts of rain and allergens and who knows what else. And then they sit on it.
Oh.
With their human bodies. They sit on this nasty couch, I assume.
That is nasty.
Yeah, outdoor sofas, man. Yeah. I'm better than this. I live in the burbs now.
I guess not.
No. I may as well just move back to South Salt Lake.
Yeah, go back to Sugar Hood.
That's some real South Salt Lake behavior.
Right, exactly.
That's what I expect out of South Salt Lake. I don't expect it out of Bountiful.
That's right. Monroe is thinking about going back to doing some fitness.
What are you thinking?
I think I'm going to try yoga.
Oh, yoga's fun.
Okay.
Yeah, I've done yoga before, so I think I'm going to join a yoga thing. I can't decide.
So why yoga? Why, out of all the different opportunities that are out there at the gym, there's CrossFit, there's Orange Theory, there's Spin Cycle.
I need peace in my life.
Oh, are you looking for?
I need calm.
Okay.
I need
serenity
to get away from my kids.
Right.
And my husband.
Yeah, but you could get that anywhere when you work out. Like, that's what I love about working out is, it's my...
I don't know. I thought about doing, an anytime fitness.
Okay.
Kind of thing, but I can't motivate myself, so I have to do a class of some sort.
So you are one who... You need to, pay the money to make sure you show up.
Yeah, I have to be cornered.
Okay. Can I recommend...
Yeah.
Getting a Bowflex. 20 minutes a day is all you need... To be in the most amazing shape of your life.
John, how confident are you with that statement right now?
I wouldn't run too far.
Yeah. Like, take your shirt off.
No.
Yeah. If you're so confident, take your shirt
off.
That's
what I'm saying.
That's all we're saying.
Let's take John's shirt off and make him bounce on in a bouncy castle. We'll really put this Bowflex thing to the test.
20 minutes a day on the Bowflex is all it takes. It's what they tell me. That's what I'm believing. Keeping with it. Okay. All right, so you're doing yoga?
Yeah, I'm going to do yoga.
Can I recommend the, I have never done it, but the one that makes you sweat on the shag carpet?
Not the carpet.
It's not the
That's
carpet.
That's gross. Yeah. It smells like feet.
That one.
But hot yoga is great. I love it.
Hot yoga is awesome.
Is that what you're going
to
do?
I've done that before. But then you have to wash your hair every day.
Mm.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't know
that you should be doing hot yoga every day.
Why? How often are you supposed to do it? I thought it was an everyday thing.
No, a couple times a week.
Well, because the Bikram yoga people would do it twice a day.
Yeah, because they're bad. They're batty. All right. That's how I'll say it.
Okay.
They're all batty, right. Man.
They're batty.
Yeah, you can't. I feel like that's not good for you to be exposed to that much heat for that long.
Is this something you learned
every
in that
day.
Medical school class that you were in earlier that you were referencing?
I'm a doctor.
Okay. Wow.
If that's what you're referencing,
that's exactly
I am
what I'm referencing.
A physician.
This escalated quickly.
Bowflex. Look, I try not to judge one parent from another parent because I know how hard it is. I know that we're all battling our own battles.
Uh-huh.
I know that children change in a whim.
And it will drive you crazy.
Yeah, and the best thing you can
do. If you get lost in that.
Yeah, exactly. And the best thing you can do is just focus on your own children,
uh-huh.
right? That being said.
Here we go.
Go on.
Over the weekend, a flight from Saudi Arabia to Malaysia had to turn around and return to the gate. Because a woman on board forgot her newborn baby in the terminal.
Oh, no.
At the airport.
Oh, no. Mommy brain.
Yeah, there's like mommy brain and then there's this, though, isn't there?
Yeah, this okay. baby got home alone.
Yeah. She got left at the air. The mom got on a plane, buckled up, sat there through the whole, I don't know, all right, make sure this is a flotation device. Spiel, the plane backed away.
Make sure you put on your own mask before you put on your baby's mask.
And that's when she went, baby.
Baby.
Let me look to my, where is my baby? And made such a scene, rightly so at this point, that the pilot had, I know I am agreeing with her at this point, the pilot had to turn the plane around.
Yes, he did.
And go back. Now, if you're reading the news, some reports say the plane has taken off before she realized, but no, it was just taxiing on the runway.
Got it.
I want you to know because I did my research on this story. Yeah.
So what did she? Where did she leave the baby? Was it just? Did she like?
I guess just
set down the carrier and get out her ticket.
You
or?
Know, like everyone's sitting, probably like right there. Like probably the baby was in the car seat. Car seat was sitting on the chair. She heard her name. She got all of her stuff. Okay, let me get my bag. Let me get the bag of snacks and the drinks. Okay, and then my suitcase. And I'll walk in a line. I want to get a good seat because it's a cattle here.
Dude.
This story obviously didn't happen in a post 9/11 American airport because you leave a wrapper
yeah.
on the chair and someone reports you to the TSA.
Yeah.
Because they're like, somebody left their baggage here.
Yeah.
Somebody left it alone.
Can you imagine this baby as an adult? Saying, like, my mom made national headlines because she left me as a baby
oh,
at an
yeah.
airport.
You always Dude, bring this story up, right?
As the mom, do you always. Tell the baby? Baby doesn't need to know.
It's
baby
true.
Doesn't need to know anything.
Mom's name's not even in this article that I have.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. The I did listen to audio, though. One of the news stories grabbed the audio of the pilot talking to the control tower, and they both sound flabbergasted by the fact.
Blown away.
That, she left
yeah.
the baby?
And like the air traffic controller is like, I'm sorry, what? And the guy's like, no, seriously, like a mom left her baby. We got to turn around.
Yeah, we can't just bounce without this baby, man.
And the air traffic controller kind of like laughs and is like, all right, come on back. Like, because that messes up everything, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. So not judging.
Yeah, we are. We can
okay,
judge
Okay, we're
this
judging
one.
On this one?
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah.
Thank
yeah.
goodness. Are you guys ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
There are only 60 certified master cheesemakers in the United States.
Only
60? Only 60.
Who certifies
master
you to be
certified?
A cheese master?
Señor Queso.
Okay.
That
yeah.
sounds
so you
like
know.
A lie.
No, that's who it is. He's a, uh-huh. he's, a he's a guru, and you actually have to hike up to go
but
see
But what about...
Him. Yeah.
What about Feta? Mr. Feta. No.
Cool. Good Nothing. Check.
I tried so hard.
But here's the problem.
I dropped the ball.
Monroe, you took a joke that wasn't working and you ran with it, and that made it so much worse.
It was already a bad joke,
and you made it badder.
You know that episode of Seinfeld where he has to go to the jerk store? The jerk store calls.
Yes.
That's what I just did, the jerk store.
Anyways, certified master cheesemakers in the U.S., and all of them live and work in Wisconsin.
Oh.
Nowhere out of there.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Cheese capital of the U.S.
Yeah.
Maybe Wisconsin's the only place that you can get certified to be a master cheese person.
You got Bob Feta over there. You got Mike Mozzarella. You have, you have Quinn Quesadilla.
Parmesan.
Can we put a bullet in this already? That is absolutely enough.
Jackson Final Thoughts.
Parmesan. That's my rap. That's my DJ name. DJ Parmesan.
I'm going to go out and get these two a joke book because there are a couple of hacks.
Gary Gouda, I believe.
Oh, my God. The cheese jokes have got to stop.
Hal Havarti.
Please listen to our podcast. And don't think that the last... minute of this show, what you've just been through is the whole show. It's actually a good show, regardless of what these two will have you believe. Search for The Mixed Morning Fix on your favorite podcast directory.
My favorite movie?
Yeah.
Home Provolone.
Oh, yes! Yes!
Home Provolone? Yeah!
Jackson, I'm out of songs. Do you have a song?
Do you have a song that I want to hear?
Do you have a song to sing for the podcast extra? I got one. Podcast extras for you. Podcast extras for you. Podcast extras. Podcast extras. Podcast extras for you. And many more.
Now blow out your candles, and by that I mean download the Candles app on your phone and then blow those candles out.
You know how when you watch the Olympics or something and an athlete really messes up and you feel really embarrassed for them and that you can't watch, it's that bad?
Yeah. Yeah.
That just happened over in my corner of the studio.
Well, you're the only one feeling embarrassed because
I've done way worse.
Yeah, that's an average day for us.
Man, guys, we're off the show now, and there's all of these big
news stories. Yeah, John, so give me the elevator pitch of this movie.
Lori Loughlin, a.k.a. Aunt Becky from Full House, has been arrested by the FBI for a college admissions scam.
Hold on.
Yeah.
It's the FBI?
Yeah. Here's the deal. You cannot bribe people to get into college or to be on sports teams. It's very illegal.
So they say. It happens every day here in America.
And a lot of times colleges will lose their titles or their scholarships, different things with the NCAA because of it.
Okay.
What's coming out, and it's all breaking right now, but Lori Loughlin wrote about $500,000 in bribes to get her two daughters into USC and on the crew team, which is the rowing team.
Whoa.
So how bad were their grades?
Yeah.
And how bad of rowers were they?
Yeah, they can't row anything.
Right, exactly. And Felicity Huffman also charged, but I can't find as much on her right now.
So was she trying to get her kids in as well, maybe?
Somewhere. Yeah, there's a few different colleges that are being... This isn't the first time SC has been involved in a scam like this.
Well, and let's get real. Neither have any of the Ivy League schools.
All of them are.
They all do it. The only difference is the way that they take it, because Harvard will just put your name on a building and say that you donated bajillion dollars to build a library. When you actually didn't, you lined someone else's pocket.
Yeah. Yeah.
With a bajillion dollars.
So who knows? Maybe she didn't write the money to the school. She wrote it to I don't know what she did wrong, but everything I'm reading is she was actually cuffed this morning and taken out of her house.
Oh, dang. My goodness.
Aunt Becky.
So, yeah. And then...
there are no heroes in the world anymore.
We're losing them all.
As soon as you fall in love with someone, they're going to hurt you. They're going to get arrested. Something bad's going to happen.
Dude, you can't have Tom Hanks.
Oh.
You can't...
I agree.
...take Tom Hanks.
Do you remember when Aunt Becky and Uncle Jesse got married and then Uncle Jesse got arrested and he was in prison?
No.
It was one of the Full House episodes.
Was it?
Yeah.
Uncle Jesse wouldn't go to prison?
And someone took a GIF, a screenshot of it, and Aunt Becky's on the outside, And Jesse, and they were like, oh, how the tables have turned.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was pretty funny.
That was pretty funny. Was
also,
funny.
Right as we ended our show today, Portugal the Man is accusing the Jonas Brothers of copying one of their songs for the Sucker. You know the Joe Bro song, Sucker?
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, they're saying, we'll do this tomorrow on the show, but Feel It Still sounds very similar to Please Mr. Postman, which is on the Sucker album. So, okay, I'll find all that.
Interesting. How did they hear what's on the Sucker? Did the whole album drop?
I don't know. I'm not sure how they heard
it. Might be because they're in the industry.
Yeah.
They got an advanced copy.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I'll have to do more research. All right, let's get to the stories that weren't picked today. Monroe?
Okay, so there's this serial bank robber that was going around in San Diego, okay? And he's pulled off like several heists in the last few months. The first one happened back in December, but last week they finally arrested the guy, 43-year-old named Carl Doran, who happens to be a neuroscientist.
My gosh.
With a PhD. And he's going around robbing banks. Like, I mean, student debt?
Yeah, student debt.
He's a neuroscientist.
Also, he's a nerd, and nerds depend pretty heavily on like grants and funding from institutions and stuff. So maybe he just didn't have any of that.
Or maybe he just figured he was smarter than everyone.
Is he employed?
Yeah. So he studied brain sciences at University of California. He's worked at Dartmouth, Boston University, University of California, and San Diego. And he was also in the Marines before that.
My gosh.
So he tried to rob a Navy Federal Credit Union about 15 miles north of San Diego. He's facing 7 counts of bank robbery, 2 counts of attempted bank robbery, and he could get nearly 15 years in prison.
Yikes.
Dude, you're a neuroscientist.
Not great. Not great at all. Mine is, according to a New York dermatologist, face shaving for women will give you far better results than waxing. Monroe.
No, it doesn't. It makes the hair darker.
The doctor says waxing is even worse than shaving when it comes to ingrown hairs. Waxing disrupts the epidermis when the hair is pulled from the follicle. When the skin regrows, it can grow over the opening and causing hairs to ingrow. So if you do it correctly, face shaving for women will get the job done more gently and leave you with a smooth, hair-free complexion.
Yeah, but then the hair comes back darker.
Does
no,
it though?
It doesn't.
And then you get stubble.
That's such a lie.
Yeah, I think that's one of those like old wives' tales. Like,
I give you some TMI?
Yes.
Okay. So a while ago, I was looking down at my toes.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, those little blonde hairs. I didn't realize I had so much little blonde hairs on my toes. So I shaved it off. Okay. A long time ago, a couple years ago.
Right.
Well, last summer, I was sitting out on my back porch, didn't have my shoes on, was relaxing in the summer sun.
Yeah.
And I looked down, and my feet looked like Frodo.
I don't think that's true.
It is true.
Here is what the Mayo Clinic has to say.
Okay, please.
No, shaving hair does not change its thickness, color, or rate of growth. Shaving facial or body hair may give the hair a blunt tip, which will feel coarse or stubbly as it grows out. During this phase, the hair may seem more noticeable because of that blunt tip, but it's not actually darker or thicker.
If we talked on air tomorrow, do you think we'd get any text from anyone saying, a lady saying that they shave their face?
Yeah, I think a lot of women actually shave their
really?
Face.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think more than you would guess.
Dude, when I was pregnant with my son.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, the testosterone or something, but I had like 3 whiskers in my chin and I almost died. I almost passed
so
out.
So adorable.
My life almost ended.
Little
no, it's
whiskers.
Not cute.
Don't
pretend like it's
pregnancy
cute.
Pregnancy so cute.
No, it's not. My poor husband is probably like, no!
His fault. He did that to you. Remember that.
I know, right? Yeah. That was done to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and I was the one who had to live
with
the consequences.
Right, exactly.
And I'm the one who still has to feed and put them to bed.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right, there you go. There's our podcast today.
Wow, we went down a lot of different rabbit holes.
Remember when we talked about cheese for like 10 minutes?
Chips?
That? No, cheese.
Cheese?
Cheese.
Yeah,
no,
cheese.
I don't remember this.
You don't remember?
You don't remember?
Gary Gouda?
Home Provolone?
Hal Havarte?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't remember any of this, huh?
Nope.
Parmesan?
Parmesan. DJ Parmesan. Wicket, wicket.
No, I don't.
On the cheese wheel.
I'm not familiar with Sean.
My record. My records are going to be cheese wheel.
Oh, my gosh.
Wicket, wicket. DJ Parmesan.
All right, cheese it, you two. Let's get done with this.
And head on out for the cheese day. And rice.
All right, thanks for listening to our show, if anyone's still listening.
They aren't, and you ruined it.